Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to video games, there's an age-old adage of the hero is only as good as their tools. After all, it would be a whole lot more challenging to take on Godzilla with a bread knife than it would to do so with a 50-foot mega cannon which fires bullets the size of a car. So it does make a lot of sense for games to constantly upgrade our weapons in order to make us feel like we're ready to take on the final big bad. However, it's not always a smooth power level curve, as occasionally, in an effort to mess with the players or simply provide them with a laugh, joke weapons will be inserted into the game. And while a lot of these comedy items are merely props that make funny noises or produce strange effects, a select few of them actually deliver big on their punchlines. From finger guns that tear off limbs to remote control flying rocket fists, there's laughs to be had with each and every one of these entries, and the only ones not cackling with joy will likely be those that you use them on, and perhaps the cleanup crew after arriving later on the scene. With this in mind, I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 joke video game weapons that are hilariously overpowered. Number 10. Hand Cannon, Dead Space 2. Dead Space, as a franchise, is utterly brutal. From its grotesque enemy designs to horrible death animations, every aspect of this title makes it clear that it's not going to be a fun time for Isaac Clarke. Well, that is, unless that you've equipped him with the hand cannon. This foam-fingered firearm can be unlocked by completing Dead Space 2 on hardcore mode, a feat which might literally drive you mad for how difficult it is. In fact, you might even look at the unlocked weapon and laugh maniacally as your reality blurs, believing it not to be real. This literal finger gun will shred through necromorphs like butter, making the entire game a breeze. Plus, there's no greater tension breaker than having Isaac yell out bang bang or pew pew as he decimates his foes. Honestly, using this actually feels kind of like a fever dream, for not only have you gone through the all-time hardest difficulty in this game, but now you're completely upending the tone of the remaining gameplay. It's a literal side splitter, if ever there was one. Number 9. Joke Weapons, Dynasty Warriors 8. When it comes to the sheer amount of bloodshed that goes on in the romance of the Three Kingdoms-centric Dynasty Warriors games, there's not really much to laugh at. These are battles of legends, ones full of betrayal, castle burning, and backstabbing. However, the joke weapons that were included in Dynasty Warriors 8 definitely seek to change the tone of the game somewhat. Now, in place of a 4-foot sword that could cleave a man in two, why not slap them to death with a pizza paddle? Or instead of showing an enemy general their place by battering them with a stick, why not do so with a literal battered place on a stick? Nice wordplay there, Jules. Thanks, Jules. Now, there's a running joke in these games that the regular enemies you face aren't really the most well-trained or equipped to deal with these heroes and villains of legend, but here you can absolutely embarrass them with these overpowered weapons. And I say that even despite these joke weapons usually being much weaker in terms of attack power, because in their stead, these weapons offer other buffs, some of which utterly break the game. So why not assault Hulao Gate with a set of bowling pins? I mean, it's no worse than what Huang Gai uses as a serious weapon, which is a bloody boat. Number 8. The Sexy Beam, Silent Hill 3. When you think of the Silent Hill franchise, your mind likely conjures up images of horrifying monsters, creepy locales, and of course, how satisfying it would be to punch Konami hard in the face for their mistreatment of the series over the years. However, you likely don't think about sexy laser beams, especially ones that shoot out of Silent Hill 3's protagonist Heather's face. Yet here we are. Now, the sexy beam is easily one of the most banter weapons that I've ever seen in a video game, and there seems to be a shocking amount of care that's been put into this. Not only does the player have to kill 350 133 enemies to unlock the regular, and I use that term lightly, Heather Beam, but also needs a code to unlock the transform costume in order for Heather to Sailor Moon herself into becoming Princess Heart. If all of this sounds a bit mad, then don't worry, because it's about to get even more crazy. As with all of these parameters met, you can now unleash a wall of laser death to each and every enemy you come across, all the while watching Heather pose like she's in an anime series. It's bizarre, but thanks to the damage that this thing kicks out, it is also a brilliant gag weapon. Number 7. The Morph Ovum, Heretic. Back in the day, old-school shooters reigned supreme, and thanks to the likes of Doom ushering in a new and frantic genre of running and or gunning, its huge swell of popularity brought up a ton of clones in its wake. Some were utter dross, aping nearly everything about the iconic shooter franchise and doing little to innovate. But Heretic, however, was not such a case, maintaining that blistering speed and chaos, but this time equipping the player with magical items and spells in order to battle demons and other mythological nightmares. However, while it's all very grim and death metally in the main game, there are a few choice weapons that are utterly hilarious, and the Morph Ovum is just that. Picking up one of these glowing mystical eggs of power means that you now have access to a weapon that will turn enemies into harmless chickens, which you can then obliterate with utter ease. Now, it doesn't work with all enemies, and you'll definitely be left with egg on your face if you try it on the final boss, but still, for the rest of them, it's winner winner chicken dinner. Number 6. The Chicken Leg, Medieval. It was a truly brilliant sight to behold when the world was given the chance to play as Sir Daniel Fortescue once more thanks to the charming medieval remaster that dropped last year. But many fans were just as eager to find out whether one of the best secret joke weapons in the original had made its way into this iteration. I'm speaking, of course, about the chicken leg, a thrown weapon that Sir Dan can use to knock 11 herbs and spices out of his enemies by turning them instantly into chickens, upon which he can then eat to regain his health. In a game where even the regular enemies can mob you and feast on your bone marrow, health pickups are always going to be of importance. So a weapon that deals with enemies instantly and helps keep your ivory dome in tip-top shape? Well, who's laughing now? The only downside to this is that it is a limited weapon, meaning that you can run out of this crispy battery goodness. However, you can always redo the Witch's Quest, who rewards you with a refill if you want another bargain banter bucket. Number 5. The Quacker, Crackdown 2. Before Crackdown 3 arrived on the scene and spoiled the mood like a fart at a funeral, the franchise was riding high on the chaotic experience that was its core gameplay. As an agent with supernatural speed, strength, and endurance, you were tasked with bringing peace to the city, which usually translated to throwing cars at people and blowing and shooting everything up with rockets. Classic. And if you really wanted to up the stakes, there is a grenade in this game that is shaped like a rubber duck that will level a city block once you detonate it. Found in the amusement park area of the map, you can stock up on the deadliest duck around and blast apart enemies, vehicles, buildings, and, well, about anything else like it was made of wet bread. It is a foul display of power, but my god, isn't it just ducking hilarious. Haha. Number 4. Air Tortoise, the Earth Defense Force series. Don't you just love it when a game can summarize what its intentions are in the title alone? Earth Defense Force is just such a franchise, pitting players against all sorts of alien, biological, and even supernatural threats, and asking them to destroy each and every one of these invaders with extreme prejudice. The entire franchise is played off as a campy B-movie, and as such, it never really takes itself too seriously. So when I say that there's a truly hilarious joke in a franchise which is as lighthearted as this, you know it's going to be good. Say hello to the Air Tortoise, a monstrous missile launcher that looks like you've just plucked a NASA diorama model and strapped it to your back thanks to its impractically sized ammo. If one of these jet-fueled giants hits an enemy, then goodnight, sweetheart, I'll see you on the other side, as the damage is massive, usually being the strongest weapon in the entire game. However, first you've actually got to hit the target, which is insanely difficult thanks to the incredibly slow movement of the projectile. In fact, many of these enemies can actually outrun the Air Tortoise, making for a fantastically hilarious Benny Hill-style scene that often ends in a big-ass bang. Number 3. The Rocket Jumper, Team Fortress 2. While sounding like a sweater that would send you to the moon, the Rocket Jumper is a rocket launcher for Team Fortress 2 that changed the game forever, and it did it without causing a single point of damage. So to better explain, the Rocket Jumper could be crafted for the Soldier class and was a joke weapon that dealt a whopping zero damage. However, this wasn't its primary purpose, as it was actually a training weapon which was introduced to help people master rocket jumping without taking any damage. So how did this become a rightly feared weapon? Well, this joke of a damage dealer, when coupled with the base jumper and the Market Gardener loadout, would turn people screaming and laughter at you into screaming piles of dissected flesh. Now, the base jumper allowed the soldier to deploy a parachute, and the Market Gardener melee weapon always hit with a critical when the soldier was in the air. Can you see how this tasty combo suddenly altered the game? Gone was the usual run and gun, and now it was literally raining chop-happy soldiers who would dice you up in seconds, then rocket jump away. Who's laughing now? Number 2. The Groovatron, Ratchet & Clank. The Ratchet & Clank games are masterful examples of letting the player absolutely embarrass the enemies you face. From blowing them into tiny chunks to turning them into sheep before then turning them into chunks and then firing out a robotic minions to eat the remains, it's a laugh riot that only ever seems to escalate. Yet all of these pale in comparison when it comes to power and hilarity, because the Groovatron from the Tools of Destruction title really dances rings around them. No matter the enemy, be it tiny goon or massive boss, one simple flick of the wrist and every single one of them will drop what they're doing and dance along to a funky beat. This is even better in the Ratchet & Clank video game of the film of the game, where the music matched the environment and the dance moves were so expressive and joyful that it was actually impossible not to laugh each and every time. Now, while it might not deal any damage, it's definitely overpowered because no one can resist the chance to shake that booty. Now, you just got to finish him off with a few well-placed missiles. Job done. And number 1, the Voodoo Doll, Blood. Blood is a pretty apt title for this liquid, smooth, old-school shooter, as by even going through one level you'd be drowning in the stuff, and there are a metric shedload of weapons with which you can dole out the death. And yet, of this vast pile of pointy sticks and murderous magic is one tiny little item that you might not even consider a credible threat. The Voodoo Doll. When you place this side by side with a jackhammer shotgun or an M16 or even a bundle of TNT, this little action figure looks positively pathetic. That is, right up until you stab the doll and witness how violent voodoo can be. Pointing and poking the doll will cause massive damage to undead creatures and can even stun them in place for you to finish off the job. And if you're tired of people laughing at you for playing with dolls, then why not throw it at them? I mean, why would you do this? Well, because it kills everyone on screen. It's ridiculously overpowered when you consider its potential, but maybe just don't stab it when there's no one on screen because, well, you'll end up hurting yourself, which is also funny as hell. Brill.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.